All right, we're here with a duo, Branch and Dean from Florida. Tell us a little bit about yourselves and your background.
Well, you know, Branch and I grew up in the big city of McClinney, Florida, outside of Jacksonville, Florida. And, it's a funny thing because, you know, I grew up with the great Steve Branch, hearing him sing. So I always thought if you want to be a country singer, you had to sound like everybody on the radio, like he could and I couldn't. So I dove into songwriting. Okay. Well, one day Branch had to one-up me. He said, man, I got this idea for a song. Anyway, it went a little something like this.
Your old lady's gone, she's long gone, your old lady's gone. It's time to move on and say bye-bye.
So I said, okay, let's do that. And years later, our producer, Michael Huffman, who wrote Adelaide and songs like that, he said, man, I don't know what that is, but get that guy up here. And I said, up here to Nashville. And I said, well, that's Branch. We grew up singing together. Well, we're in the studio doing our harmonies back and forth. And he said, man, what is that harmony stuff? And I said, well, I told you we grew up singing together. So the moral of the story is we were Branch and Dean way before we were Branch and Dean.
Gotcha.
But we're just McClinney boys, McClinney, Florida boys.
That's right.
Okay. I normally like to ask artists what their favorite charity is to support. We already know that the answer with you guys is that you guys are big with the national... That you are a national celebrity ambassadors for the Cystic Fibrosis Foundation.
That's right. That's right.
Tell us a bit more about that and how you guys got involved with that.
Well, you know, we have a song called The Dash.
Yes.
And
great song.
Yeah, man. And, you know, music's intended to change lives, but we never knew when we wrote that song we'd be changing our own lives.
That's right. You know, that song's very special to me, mm-hmm. The Dash, because, you know, I lost my son to cystic fibrosis in 2013. One of the things my son wanted to do was he wanted to be a spokesperson for cystic fibrosis, and unfortunately he wasn't able to do that. Mm-hmm. But when he passed, I called a chapter in Jacksonville, Florida, and Dean called the one here in Nashville. We just kind of told him our story and about my son, how he wanted to be a spokesperson, and we wanted to help.
Right.
And they said, well, we think we can help you with that. So we're going to make you guys national celebrity ambassadors for cystic fibrosis. So we get to go around and help raise a lot of money.
That's right.
Yeah. You guys raise a lot of money with that.
Yeah, we're national celebrity ambassadors. Last year we helped raise hundreds of thousands of dollars, and we're going forward. We got a tour where all the money goes to CF, and it's so hard. It's such a hard business, as you know. And whether we stay as blessed as we are now, or it gets as big as George Strait, we know what it's about. You know, we know what music is about. It's about changing lives. We didn't ask for the Dash, but it's our responsibility to take it and try to help people.
Right. Okay. What projects are you currently working on right now, including this tour that you're getting ready to go on, which you had already mentioned?
Yeah, well, we're working on, the Live Your Dash tour with Cystic Fibrosis and Country Radio and some sponsors. And we're going to go in the studio soon. We're excited about and cut some more Branch and Dean songs, and of course we got a big heavy tour schedule coming up too in July.
We're excited
starting here soon. So
we can never have enough singing dates.
That's right.
Yeah.
So you know, hopefully we'll be playing in your area very soon.
Yeah, that's right. Absolutely. How would you best describe your overall style of music, like your sound of your?
I think we'd probably just describe it as Branch and Dean.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If I had to pick somebody.
Yeah. Well, you know, yeah. I'd say it would be exactly like Branch and Dean.
Yeah. Yeah, no, you know, we love to have fun, and we love real songs. And, you know, Branch and I grew up on kind of traditional country music, but our if you ever go to a Branch and Dean live show, and once you get past the giraffes and elephants and things become normal to you, we do everything.
You don't ever know what you're going to get at a Branch and Dean show. We don't even know most of the time.
Yeah. Okay. What is the ultimate goal you hope to achieve musically, which you've kind of already...
Well, you know, if we say this, if we can touch one person everywhere we go, we've done our job, and we believe the rest of it's up to God how big he wants it to be,
right.
But we've been blessed so far.
And meeting new fans, because, you know, all the fans is who picks the stars, and we know this, and we're very humbled. We've been blessed. We've seemed to be gathering a few fans together, and... We just love everybody, man. And, you know, like Dean said, if we can just touch somebody's life through song, you couldn't ask for nothing better than that.
Sure. Right? Sure. What has been the biggest wow moment of your career so far?
Well, let's see. Do I get to speak for Dean or just for me?
You can each answer this individually or as a duo.
Biggest wow when you sing a song and it actually touches somebody, and they tell you right there on the spot. And I can pick the spot out for Dean.
Yeah, I can tell you that story.
I'll let you go ahead and tell it if you want to, since we are talking about you at this moment.
You know what? We were, of course, we'd do anything. We say this a lot, but we'd do anything to have Thayer and Steve's son back. But we were in Hershey, Pennsylvania, when we started working with cystic fibrosis, and we're on a radio tour, and we always stop by the CF chapters. There's one in every major city, just about. Yeah. And we said, we're in town, we'll come see you. Well, they said, well, we're not there. We're in the hospital because one of the volunteers' daughters is in the hospital. Could you send her a picture? And we said, we'll do one better. What room's she in? So we went up, and we played for the CF chapter there and probably half the hospital, it seemed like.
Oh, wow.
And we played the Dash, and
Alyssa Kibler, I believe was her name.
Alyssa Kibler, yep. And she, we played the Dash, and she stood up, and she said, don't stop, it's important. And, you know, here she is, she's got oxygen, she's fighting for her life. Out of a tough time, me and Branch are living our dream. She's worried about everybody else. At that moment, that was a wow moment for me, because I said, okay, well, this is what music's about.
But good news out of that is, you know, like you said, she was hooked up to that oxygen and all that stuff, and because of the money that they're raising for cystic fibrosis, they've got new medicines now, and she's been taking some of this new medicine, and we've seen her dad at another CF event that we were at, and he said she's really improved dramatically because she was able to get this new medicine, and that, you know,
that's a wild
first,
moment.
First, she touched him in that hospital, and then when we heard that she was getting better, it touched both of us, and it's that's what it's all about, man. Yeah, that's what life is about to us.
Wow.
See, it's a wow moment.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's what we're here for, you know?
That's why I like to ask that question. I like to get those, so I can kind of share in those moments and hear what it was like. But, hey, what is the number one item on each of your bucket lists outside of music?
An item?
My,
man, friendship is an item to me. Okay. I don't know if you want to categorize it as an item, but friends, good friends, good fans and friends. We call our fans friends, you know. You can't have enough friends. Anything you can acquire here on this earth, you don't get to take that with you when you go. You know what I mean? So anything material-wise really isn't important to me, you know.
I'll tell you, on my bucket list, it's I would love for us to – first of all, my bucket list is music business. I think that – everybody may want to try this, but, you know, I think God picks a certain few, because you got to eat, sleep, and breathe it, and just kind of deal, you know, some of it gets real, real, real big, and some of it, you know, doesn't, but it's just what you are. And I think personally a goal would be to be in a spot to really, really help people. We've seen through our journey with the Dash and cystic fibrosis what awareness and what a platform can do for people to help. And I think that's unique about us, because it's such a hard business, and people it's really, competition is really tight, and people are trying to, you lose sight of what music's about sometimes. So I think it'd be a big goal for us to get big enough to where we could raise lots of money and change people's lives for the better.
If I could get one wish, it would be that we find a cure. Not only a cure for cystic fibrosis, for every disease that's out there. And with cystic fibrosis, they're the leader in genetic research. So, I mean, they could find cures for other things along the way.
Exactly.
So what a blessing we're able to be affiliated with cystic fibrosis.
Okay. Outside of music, what is something that you're each really passionate about, if there is anything? We kind of cover a lot of things here with the charity. And
might sound silly, but I like golf a little.
That's a good one.
I'm not no good at it, but I like it.
That's one way to keep a person humble.
For sure.
I'll tell you what, I think that I'm kind of a mama's boy, so my family's, when I get to see them, I kind of eat, sleep, breathe music. And so I can let my hair down, either when I'm on stage with this guy whose family, or when I'm back home in Florida. I miss it a lot, you know.
Yeah.
I've been up here for a little while, and I love it, but, you know, there's nothing like going home and just going.
True.
Yeah.
You know.
Especially after this week.
Yeah. Yeah, no doubt.
Excuse me. All right. Let's see. What would you say are your biggest strengths and weaknesses as musicians and artists? As a group?
Man, I don't know if we can discuss
that. Do we have any
one.
Strengths, Frank?
We definitely got some weaknesses, though.
Man, let's skip that, because the list of weaknesses, we'd be here for 2 days, and I can't think of any strengths.
No. Well, I can say the good Lord is our strength. That's about it right there.
Okay.
We got that.
Okay. What advice would you give to an aspiring artist trying to make it in the music business?
I would say, if it's something you want, go get it. Don't give up. Never quit trying. Only way you can fail at anything is if you quit.
Right.
That's the way I look at it.
That's right. You know, when I moved up here, I'll never forget this. I was playing a songwriter night at Jacksonville Beach, Florida, and they said, this guy came up to me. I played some songs I wrote, and he said, man, do me a favor, because I'd sat on microphone moving to Nashville. He said, leave your backup plan at home. And so, my advice, if you're going to do this, this is a job. It's not a dream. A lot of people come to town, they're like, well, I want to be like Taylor Swift. And, you know, but a lot of people don't realize what that means. It's a lot of hard work, so you got to pray for it and really make sure it's what you are meant to do, because it's not for everybody. But if it is for you, if you're one of us, then, you know, don't ever give up, like Branch said, because eventually, you know, eventually your day will come.
Okay. And lastly, anything else you'd like our readers to know about you guys, your music, just kind of the floor is yours, closing.
Well, we'd like for them to, we'd like for all you guys to like us, join us in the fight with a like, branchanddean.com or Twitter or
Facebook,
anything that's media stuff out there. It's all Branch and Dean. And like I said, like our page, and then maybe we can keep up with you guys a little bit better.
That's right.
And share your photos with us. If you come to a show and you take pictures, post them to the Branch and Dean page, and share a little bit with your life.
That's
with
right.
Us.
And hug us. We're huggers. We
that's
don't,
right. That's right. We're good Southern boys. Yeah. We love hugs.
Yep. And we like to meet the people, and we mean this. We mean this a lot. We are so humbled because the fans choose the winners.
That's
and
right.
We're just so blessed that people want to hear us sing.
Can't do it without fans, though,
please,
for sure.
You ever see a Branch and Dean show, come up and meet us.
That's right. Y'all be blessed. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, guys. Appreciate your time.
Appreciate you, man.